Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the show today. It is going to be another fantastic show. This is, I'm telling you, this is a hot topic. It may not steam you up like some topics, but this is still hot. Nonetheless, we're going to be dealing with today understanding your purpose. So with that said, right there, I want you to think about this. Do you know your purpose in life? And if you have a pen and paper, go ahead, get it, and write down what you know your purpose in life to be. And please share it with me. If you know your purpose, because if you're on the phone lines, all you have to do is click the number one key, and you will let me know that you have a comment or question, and I will click you in. But if you don't know your purpose, then this is a good show to tune into because I want to help you. I want to help you understand your purpose in life because understanding your purpose, it is going to unlock so many doors. It is going to break down any challenges and hurdles and obstacles that you've probably been trying to get over who knows how many years. Like me, it could be 30, 40, 50 years trying to get over certain hurdles, having certain confusions, certain questions about life and the reasons for your being here. Also, when you understand your purpose, you are able to operate in a constant mode of success. In other words, your mentality, your thinking, your mind will constantly produce success strategies, thoughts of success. You know, the mind is just like a factory. This is like a warehouse where it produces constantly, but the mind can only produce based on the seeds that you plant. It's like a garden. Whatever, you know, outside in my garden in the back, my husband planted some tomato seeds. And guess what grew? Tomatoes. Now, I love peppers, but I'm not going to get peppers from a tomato seed. If I want tomatoes, I got to plant tomato seeds. It's just that simple. And that's what it's like with our thoughts. Whatever thoughts we plant, that's what's going to grow. So, again, you've heard us say it over and over from the numerous shows that we've held, the numerous coaching sessions. And you know what? You can just almost count this as like a group coaching session. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I know we have people in the chat room. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have a comment or a question, and the show is growing, we have more people in the chat room than we've had, and we have people on the switchboard. People are calling in. Listen, I want to welcome each and every person. I want to welcome guest number 88. Welcome my good friend, Ms. Patricia Martin. Welcome, welcome to the show. Welcome to Pinko the Bear. Awesome, awesome. And my awesome, awesome Conrad Coach K and Angel. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I was listening to your show on last night. I was on the road. I was driving. And I wanted to listen to the show so desperately because I knew the lineup that you had. And I really wanted to hear from Ms. Woods, a businesswoman, entrepreneur, successful woman doing so many powerful things. And so I was able to hear the show because my good friend Patricia, who also wanted to listen to the show, called me up right before 7, because right around 7 o'clock, we were right smack dab in the middle of Delaware. And there would have been no way I could have been able to hear the show. But I was able to hear the show in its entirety. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Coach K. Also, I just want to thank each and every person that is on the switchboard. You all make my day. And like I said, I tell you, the listeners for the Coach Lalisa Show, you all are the greatest. You all get up each and every morning. Prepare yourselves. Prepare your mind. Prepare your body. You prepare your emotions to tune into the show. And that is a great thing because your future is so bright. You know, your future is so bright that when I talk to you, Alicia and Robert, when I talk to Patricia and Anjanette, and I'm not sure who the other 973 caller is, but when I talk to you all, your future is so bright that I say, I need sunglasses just to talk to you. It is bright, hurting my eyes like the bright sun when I was down there in Maryland, right there on the lake. The sun was so bright we couldn't hardly see. And that's what it's like when I look at you, I look at your future, because when you discover a man or a woman, when you discover your purpose in life, then every other door of life will open to you. Some doors will close because some doors you want closed. Some doors you don't want anybody in your life to open those doors. God knows what doors to open and God knows what doors to close. And your purpose, so many people, they just don't understand their purpose. They don't know their purpose. Now, purpose in life is so important that we know that recently I was reading a book myself and my colleague, Ms. Patricia Martin, were reading a book by Dr. Miles Monroe called Understanding Your Purpose and the Power of the Woman. And he has one for the man, and no doubt he probably has one for the youth as well. But guess what? All of us need to understand it. It's not just, and let me say this, get this, let me hear this loud and clear. Hear this loud and clear. When you understand your purpose, your destiny becomes ultra, ultra unlimited, number one. Number one, your destiny is unlimited. When you know your purpose, just about every fear you have will be knocked down, knocked out. You will overcome fear. You will overcome every setback that you've ever had in life. You will overcome every traumatic experience. It could have been rape. It could have been rejection. Somebody could have left you for dead. Somebody could have left you when you were a baby. You could have never known your parents. There's so many things that when you discover, I'm talking about your purpose, your individual purpose. I'm not talking about the purpose that you have when you go to your job every day or the purpose you have when you start your business every morning. I am talking about your inner purpose. See, the inside of you is who you really are. And that's what it took me. And I know, Coach K, I'm sure you would absolutely agree with this. And I know that there are other people who would definitely agree with this, Coach K, if he was here today. Hey, Clochess, welcome, welcome, welcome also to the show. I know everybody that is a motivational speaker, an empowerment coach, a life coach, pastors and preachers would certainly agree with this, that the purpose of a person is the reason why so many people, business people understand this, people in the sciences even understand this. Until you understand what is internal inside of you, you cannot fulfill your rightful purpose in life. It doesn't matter what career choice you have, what career path you make. You could be a doctor. Look, doctors still need to know their purpose. Lawyers, they still need to know their purpose. You could be a TV show host. You could be a sports caster, newscaster. You could have whatever job you think you have. You could be an entertainer, movie star, rock star. You could be whatever kind of star you want. But until you understand your true purpose, you are not going to fulfill your mission in life. In other words, fulfilling your mission in life is what everybody is seeking to do. It's that journey that everyone has. Everyone has a journey to fulfill their mission. It's the thing you were created for. It's the thing you were created for. A bicycle was created for you to ride it. That's why they made it. Okay? They knew they wanted to ride something, and so they made a bike. They didn't know they wanted to ride something. They make a couch. A couch is for sitting. A couch knows its purpose. It's fulfilling its mission. It's created for you to sit on. That's probably why you're sitting on it. Maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're driving. And I can't forget to also welcome to the show those that are listening by archive. Thank you for tuning in. If you had to tune in later, we understand some people are already on their jobs and cannot get to a computer, but also would love to be motivated, empowered, and coached like this every single day. What could be greater? What could be better? I tell you what, if you turn on, some people, the first thing they watch in the morning is the news. The news is also motivating you. A lot of times it's motivating you to think the worst is going to happen to you, because by the time they fill you up with this car accident and that car accident and who's murdered and who's raping who, who's breaking in this car and that car, it motivates you. It motivates you to realize that, you know what, my day may not go that great. My day may not go that my day could really actually be as horrible as I'm watching on this news. Well, you can flip that around. You can turn it around, and you can listen to something like this every morning and realize that, wow, my day could be great. My day could be awesome. That my day could be amazing. And guess what? Your day, now get this, your day, understand this. This is critical. You need to know this, that your day is going to produce what you expect. Let me say that again. Your day is going to produce what you expect. And I know some of that sounds like the whole, secrets and the whole law of attraction is online. It's all in line with, it's all in line together, because it is a God-given principle. The principle, the law of expectation. You will have what you expect. If you expect your day to go great, your day will go great. If you expect you expect to have a horrible day, guess what? You basically are asking the universe, all of the world, all of life, you're asking it to give you things that will make your day horrible. So what would you rather listen to in the morning? Now, I choose to listen to motivational things. That's why some people get up, and the first thing they do, they praise God, they worship Him, they meditate, they read Scripture. Well, you're doing the same thing. You are listening to empowering things, you're listening to things that are motivating, and you're listening to things that are going to speak success to your day. Now, understanding, yes, Coach K, yes, they are out in the chat room. Yes, it's going down. They are talking about great things. You got to tune into this show. Okay, yes, wonderful, wonderful. Also, I thank you, Coach K, and thank you, Clochess, everybody who is in the chat room, Miss Patricia Martin. I know you are there doing it. Wow. Yes, but okay. Well, we're glad that everybody is here. Let's get back to the switchboards. We got some people there tuning in. Miss Anjanette, we know she's doing big things in Newark, New Jersey. Okay, Miss Tiffany also, who listens via, I'm not quite sure if she listens to the archives or how she listens, but also welcome, Tiffany. Welcome, Ania, my niece in Cincinnati, who assures me that she's constantly tuned into the show. You know, this is a young girl who is doing big, big things, but she has humongous challenges ahead of her. And I just want to speak to that for one quick second. I want to say, when you have humongous challenges ahead of you, you ought to be doing big things. And that's one thing I love about Coach K and Coach Angel. They say on the show, they're doing it big. You know, sometimes people have big problems and they want to shrink. No. Don't shrink when you have big problems. When you have big problems, get bigger. Let your life be bigger than your problems. You know, some people hear people say that. They say that about God. They say, you know, you go showing God your problems. No. Show your problems your big God. You don't need to show God how big your problems are because they won't seem big to him. Remember, he is all, he is everything. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. He's everything. So you go showing him some problem, it's going to seem, you know, tiny to him. It's not going to seem as big. So you come out better showing your problems, how big your God is, because no problem is bigger than God. No problem can touch him. No problem is outside of his will and what he understands and what he knows is omnipotent. He is all-knowing. He is all-powerful. So there's no way you can have a problem. Wouldn't you like to start your day, each and every day, knowing that whatever comes your way, it's like a little bug under your foot that you can just crush it? Any problem, I don't care if it's a financial problem, it could be a health problem, it could be a family problem, it could be a marital issue, whatever it is, think of it as a little tiny bug, something that you can put under your foot and crush. You were born with a purpose to crush the problems and the situations that come into your life. Also want to give a shout out to Z just joining us. Welcome, Z, to the show. Also, thank you, Mr. Versi Walker, who was on the show yesterday talking about investments and commitment. You're making an investment in yourself. You've got to go back and listen to that show. He talked about reading as a great investment. Today, I'm going to be talking about understanding your purpose. This show is going to unlock the doors that have been shut up in your mind and in your heart, and it's going to allow you to live free. It's going to allow you to live fulfilled. You know, so many people, they are full, but they're not being fulfilled. They are not living out because they're not living out their true purpose. Some, get this, some, like me in the past, did not even know what a purpose was. Again, some of us thought being a teacher, that's their purpose. Some people thought being a doctor, that was their purpose. No, that's your career. Get this. Don't get it twisted. That's your career. Some people say, well, boy, Tiger Woods, his purpose in life is to play golf. No. That basically, golf is a sport that they turned into a profession, and it's almost entertainment. The way people turn the television on to watch sports, it's like entertainment. It's just like being Beyonce or being Denzel or being, you know, Bruce Willis. You're an entertainer, basically. Most sports people. Why do you think they have them doing commercials? Okay, because they're like celebrities. It's like entertainment. But that's not your purpose. Your purpose is much deeper than that. You see, if that was the case, what about those individuals who will never play golf, who can't play football, who won't be a doctor, who can't be a teacher? Then what about those people? Are we saying that they don't have a purpose in life? Or what about the person who is bound to some kind of debilitating incident in their life, some medical issue that they, you know, can't even get out of bed, okay? So what about a person whose life, it doesn't go past age 5 or age 10? You know, that's why so many people are heartbroken. Even when little infants die, they feel like, they feel horrible. Some people never recover from that because they feel like this person's life was stolen from them. They never had a chance to fulfill their purpose. And I'm going to unlock that door for you today and show you that your purpose is so deep that it doesn't matter if you live a day or if you live 950 years. Your purpose can be fulfilled. It doesn't matter. It's not about a length of time. It's not about how long you work on a job. You may be a pharmacist. You may be a chemist. You may be an architect, engineer. You may be a janitor. You may be a maid. It doesn't matter. Your purpose is what makes you, not your occupation, not your job, not your career, not your education. It's your purpose who makes you who you are. And Dr. Miles Monroe said something that's so powerful, and he says it in that book I was telling you about over and over and over. He says that without the purpose being known, abuse is inevitable. Abuse is inevitable. So for those of you who may have feel abused at time to time to time, I would start, if I was you, beginning to look at, am I fulfilling my purpose in life? So we're going to talk about that. Some of you know we've moved to this new format for the show. Welcome to all those who are tuning in from Facebook. Any friends of mine that connected with me based on Facebook, thank you for tuning in. Also want to thank all the others of you. Oh, Mr. J. Early, awesome. In the chat room, Mr. J., Mr. K., Coach K. and J., some wonderful things are going down. Yes, my God is a loving God, so I don't understand other gods that must be feared. I seriously don't understand it. They want help. Yes, Pinko the Bear, I know my purpose already. I'm 50, and I know my purpose. Okay, Pinko the Bear, awesome, says she knows her purpose. I'm not sure if it's a he or a she, but I can't see the picture. I can only see the name. Do me a favor. If you know your purpose and if you can state your purpose in one sentence, please, please type it in the chat room. Oh, welcome, welcome. Okay, let's see, let's see. Yes, Pinko. This is coming from Coach K's offering some help there. He says to Pinko, lean not to your own understanding and meditate on his word, and you'll have your answer. Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm going to give you an answer in just a short minute. If there's any other questions from the chat room, if there's any other questions from the switchboard, please, 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 please tune in. Oh, yeah, Coach K said he met a woman who found her purpose at age 70, and at age 75, this lady became her teacher. Awesome, awesome, Coach K. Thank you, thank you. Well, I think I got some hot information, some hot news that I think is going to shock some people about this whole thing with the purpose. And see, here's the key. Some people never understood what having your purpose is really like and really all about. But we have some wonderful, wonderful things going down, and I just want to take a quick minute to tell you about some of them. Now, if you know anyone who is going to be in Tennessee, you know anybody in Tennessee, I will be in Tennessee on August the 19th and 20th. That's a Thursday and a Friday. On Thursday, I will be with the Women of Destiny. You can go on to my Facebook page. You can find that information, or you can go on to Kiva Renee on her Facebook page and also find the information, or you can simply email me, info@LisaJWilliams.com. I will get you the information. But we're going to be at the Shoney's down in Nashville, Tennessee on August the 19th at 7 p.m., and I'm going to be talking about Broken Woman Healed. It's a Broken Woman Healed. It's going to be talking about, and I'm going to be dealing with finding your purpose. Also, that Friday, I'm also going to be praying with some women. So if you have anyone down there who needs prayer, get in touch with me or Kiva. She has set up a situation where we're going to go to her location, and we're going to pray for women, pray for their breakthroughs, pray for their healing, pray for their prosperity, pray for your deliverance. The Word of God says pray and without ceasing, and that prayer, we know that prayer does change things. So if you're looking for real change, be in Tennessee. If you have family down there, friends down there, call them up, let them know. Also, I will be in Philadelphia on September September the 21st. I'll be in Philadelphia at Temple University. People are already signing up. You got to register for this event. The event is $20 if you have five or more people coming, and other than that, it's $25. But it is going to be an awesome event. You have two powerful speakers. Myself and another woman are also going to be the speakers. It's an event for entrepreneurs. It's networking. We're going to be at Temple University in Philadelphia, PA, and I already know that Mr. Versi Walker is also going down with me. I did let the person who is the organizer and the CEO of this organization, I told them that he was coming. They said, great, I can't wait to meet him. Listen, y'all, we have to be able to share the wealth, share the knowledge. The only people who does not share what they have are people who do not know that we are all pulling from an unlimited source. It's the same source. So I don't have to say, well, I'm not going to take him because so-and-so won't happen and he will get the... Who cares? If I go down there and they fall in... Listen, this is how real I am. I'm going to let y'all know this because some of y'all don't know. But this is how real I am. We could go down there. They have asked me to come and speak. We get there and they say, you know what? We have a woman already. We'd rather have Mr. Walker. He's a man. Listen, I'm going to be the happiest person in that room. Because guess what? He came with me. So I'm going to be like, yeah, go for it. You see, you got to be willing to live like that. Because when you live like that, I'm telling you, you will rise above all of the mess, the junk, the crap that will hold you down. It's like a plane. When an airplane, you ever been to the airport and you were ready to fly out, and they told you that, you know what? We got to get some of y'all off this plane. The plane is too full. Well, that happened to my husband and I the first time we were headed to Aruba back in 1989. And we were on that plane, and they just had too much luggage. Had too much luggage and too many people, obviously. So they were like, okay, you know what? We need some of y'all to get off this plane. The plane is in balance. We won't be able to fly at the altitude that we need to so that we don't have any airplane crashes. And that's how it is. When you get rid of a lot of junk in your mind and your life, you can fly high like the eagles. You can soar above the other people that aren't flying that high. So I just wanted to throw that out there because some people, they don't know that about me. One of my good friends, Miss Rebecca Simmons, pastor, awesome, awesome woman. This is why we're still friends. This is when I first met this woman. I was having a conference at NJPAC in Newark, New Jersey. Anybody from New Jersey know what an awesome place that is. We were having a conference there. It was year one. Someone had given her my name. We didn't know each other. Had never met each other. She called me up and said, "Hey, you know, I want to come to your conference, you know, and I'm an author." The person that might be even told me she was an author. So she may not have even told me. And I says, "Well, yeah, bring your books." She says, "Huh?" She was stunned. She said, "Huh?" I says, "Yeah, bring your books." She says, "Well, I heard you're an author too." I'm like, "Okay, and?" I said, "Bring your books. Put them out on the table." She couldn't believe it. The woman came with, I don't know how many books she brought, maybe 15 books or something. But we had about 250 women in this room at the Women of Power Conference in NJPAC, it was 2005, October. It was 2004. Because I can always date it. It was the October before my mother passed, and she passed 05. So anyway, here she is with her books, and ever since then we have been such good friends, doing things together, conferences together. And she shared that with me, that she was just amazed. I didn't know her. I allowed her to bring her product, sell it, okay, when I didn't even have my own product out, you see? But this is how you have to be. So I just wanted to share that with people because some people, I know there are people, a lot of people think I'm phony. A lot of people think I don't have whatever. But let me tell you, I am. When it comes to these principles that I am talking about here, living your life on purpose, and as my good friend Anjanette would say, I'm living life like it's golden. You got to really understand what it's not just a cute phrase. When you live your life like it's golden, that means that it is pure. You know, gold has to be purified. You know, real gold is purified through fire. So when you live in your life like it's golden, it ain't just something cute to say. I know it sounds cute, but let me tell you, what you're saying is that I've been purified through the fire of the Holy Ghost, and God has cleansed me. He is preparing me Okay, Patricia, she said there must be something that she loves. Okay, my passion is speaking truth to the unempowered. Okay, Pinko Bear, great, great, I like that. So that, okay, I asked you to give me, okay, that's your passion. Now, what about your purpose? I'd asked you to, if you knew what your purpose was, to type it in. And so let's see, what did you come up with? Okay, my passion, let me get to it. I think I see something here. His word, the Bible, Deuteronomy, and the slaying of the Jewish stone to death. Okay, not quite sure where that's going, but let's go back over here. Now, Jay said that his purpose is to motivate many people as possible to live life to its fullest. Good, 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 good. Okay, let's see who else is in here typing in their purpose. I want to hear what y'all got to say. Jay, okay, you're setting a good example. Awesome, awesome. She says, I need no lessons. I just think people might want to examine the Bible and the Word. Good, good, good. Well, we want to examine the Word. The Word of God even told us to examine and to study, to show thyself approved. Okay, my friend has no kids, no husband, and only aging parents. And she says she likes helping people. There must be something she loves. Aha! Great, girl, Jess. This is the perfect kind of dialogue I'm talking about. But she is very quiet. And that is what I thought. Uh-huh. Good, good, good. See, here it is. I'm telling you, I know you all been waiting, and you're like, okay, lady, if you don't get on with this, you better. But, you know, we went to our new format, and since, oh, we got a hand up. Let me take the comment or the question from, okay, you on the air, 732. Yes.
Yes. Now, my purpose, good morning. How are you, Miss Elisa?
Wonderful.
But yeah, my purpose that I know it to be is the purpose of healing. And when I discovered that, it took me a minute because, again, me going through all of the different illnesses that I had to go through and to be the person that is actually in place for healing and to help people to get to the healing stage. I thought that was such an awesome thing when I had that discovery, when it was like that aha moment in the middle of praying. I was like, wow, this is definitely what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my purpose. So, yeah, definitely just let you know that.
Awesome.
Keep up the good work, yes.
Oh, listen, Anjanette. Thank you, thank you. We go way back. Thank you for your faithfulness tuning in to the show as much as you can. I know you're also a very busy woman out there with your cancer survivors and all your fundraisers and your training and your teaching that you do on nutrition. We're definitely going to have you to come on one morning and do some nutritional, give out some nutritional information for people, just some basic stuff that people just don't know about calories and about the different nutrients and things that we need for the body. But we're definitely going to do that, okay?
Oh, yes.
Awesome, awesome. Well, back to this understanding your purpose. Now, just to let you know, the topic for the Philadelphia event is consider your purpose. Now, this, so that's what I say, and I didn't come up with that topic. That's what they came up with. So I'm just letting you know, this is a hot, hot topic. I know some people think that, you know, who's sleeping with who is a hot topic, and, you know, is your husband or wife cheating on you? People think that's a hot topic. But let me tell you, if you understood your purpose, you wouldn't have to deal with that, probably, and for the most part. People don't know their purpose. That's why they're going out doing these kinds of things. So, but they consider that a hot topic. I know the other day on the way home, we were listening to Michael Bazin, and he had a hot topic on, and he was talking about beautiful women, and are they more beautiful in their 30s than they are? Is that the most beautiful time in their life, and that kind of thing? And he said that was a hot topic. And so I was kind of laughing at some of the stuff they were doing. But this is the hot topic, because this is the topic that is going to open up the doors of confusion. Or should I say, close the doors of confusion? And again, Glow Chess, I love your comments and your question about someone that you know that is, you know, kind of quiet and may need some help. And who sleeps with is not a hot topic. That is just gossip. I agree with you, Coach K. But listen, Michael Bazin gets paid big bucks to talk about topics like that. and he and others, and the other person that was talking about that hot topic was one of the largest gospel magazines in this country. So let me tell you, these are the individuals, like I said, people are trying to frame for you what's important. But shows like this, and Coach K's show, and Coach J's show, we're not fluff. What we're doing is we're pulling, it's like an onion. You know, when an onion, you ever peeled an onion and you're pulling back layer upon layer? That's what this is like. This is like pulling back the layers. And you know, when you get down to the core, that onion, as a matter of fact, it gets stronger and stronger. You know, you begin to cry, especially if you pull off the wrong piece of the bottom of that onion. But we're not talking about magic here, Pinko. Pinko says, no. This isn't magic. Let me tell you what this is. This is power. This is power. A society that fails to distinguish reality from illusion. Let me tell you, when you understand your purpose, you're right, Patricia, it says, amen, Coach K. Your purpose. And thank you so much, Anjanette, for calling in with that. And if there's anyone else who wants to weigh in, if you think you know your purpose, welcome to the show. Oh, Miss Hope L. Harper, y'all know that's my girl, not just because she's my baby sister. She's my natural sister, but she is also my hero. Hope, you the baby of the family out of seven. You the baby, girl. You the hero of the family. Listen, you the baby, but you the hero. How the baby get to be the hero? I don't know, but it's motivating for me to watch her life. Y'all, I want y'all to pray for this woman. Those of you who know the words of prayer, I ain't talking about that crazy stuff. But for those of you who know, please keep this sister lifted in prayer. Let me tell you, she got an awesome business. If you ever get to go to Cincinnati, you just got to go watch her in operation. She's a phenomenon. I don't know why every news media in Cincinnati, Ohio, has not hit 8876 Colerain Avenue to study this woman. And she ought to be featured in every local paper they got there. Because here's a woman, a young woman, who started her own dry cleaning business. I'm not talking about one that somebody left her, and that's great. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with a business that somebody leaves you. I'm not talking about that. And I'm not talking about a business that is, you know, much easier to start, some businesses that you can do from home. You can't do her business from home. Listen, you can't do that out the backseat of your car. You need a building. She had to get a building. She had to get equipment, y'all, okay, machinery that can break down. Y'all already know right there. That's a challenge. Okay, what happens if I can't go do a speech? Well, guess what? You know, I'm just going to go on to my regular job, and I can still make money. That's the work that she does. And it's an awesome dry cleaning. You got to go see her. Here's a woman who is fine as she wants to be, and not just because she's my sister, but she is. And she could go out and get a job doing anything, but she has this business to make sure that everyone's clothes are dry cleaned to perfection. So I want to see her at the level one day where people like myself, Mr. Walker, Coach K, and others of you, if you don't have a dry cleaner, I want to see us ship our clothes into her. That's how good she is. Ship our clothes into her and have her dry clean them, and we get them shipped back. That's what I'm talking about, because I'm being quite honest with you. I really don't want other people doing my clothes, but I'm forced to do that right now. But anyway, so I just love her, and I'm glad that she's tuning in. She's got her earpiece on, so she's able to press clothes, clean clothes, and still, you know, listen to the show for the morning motivation. She shared with me that this is a motivating show for her to be in business. I've actually heard her tell other customers who are big-time business people coming, because her store is in a suburb area, but it's also in a business district. You know, you got a big Walmart across the street. She's right next door to a big car dealership. She's got a couple of other little businesses, and she's in a strip mall. So there's other businesses there. I know there's the Hoagie Place or New York Deli or something, and all these wonderful places right around, and you can see her, and she's right down the street from a major, major mall. So anyway, but purpose, she owns the dry cleaners, okay? She's dry cleaning clothes, y'all, but guess what? That is not her purpose. Her purpose is not to have a dry cleaners, because before, if that was the case, then we could say that, you know, she didn't have her purpose until almost 4 years ago. She's been in business over 3 years. January, she'll be celebrating her fourth year in business. I'm going down there. We got to have a big celebration. To be in that kind of business 4 years, that's like 20 years to some other kind of businesses. But anyway, kudos to you, Hope, for tuning in and the work that you're doing down there. And I know the people appreciate it because I'm on the phone with you. When your customers come in, they seem happy and they love what you're doing. But that's not your purpose. I hate to tell you this. That's not your purpose. Hello. I love doing the Coach LaLisa show. We also have a TV show, The LaLisa Show. We've taped a few shows. We're getting ready to go to television, on cable television, right here in New Jersey, you know, Comcast, basically, Gateway, Comcast, these kinds of channels. It's easy and it's free, but the cable channels are free. Anybody can do a TV show. Anybody can go on YouTube. You can have a TV show tomorrow if that's your desire. But what isn't free is the camera crew and the editors and the programmers. See, that's where the money, that's what costs money. So it looks easy, and, yeah, anybody can do it, but unless you can, you know, do it yourself. Now, but purpose, me getting on here, doing the Coach LaLisa show, coaching you, helping you transform your life, helping you have a great, wonderful day, motivating you, that's not my purpose. That's not my purpose. My purpose and your purpose, as I'm learning now, is to fulfill the will that God has over our life. Let me say that again. Your purpose and my purpose is to fulfill the will of God. That's your purpose. Now, I do that through the vehicle that LaLisa fulfills the will of God is coaching, motivational speaking, training, okay? For someone else, the vehicle for fulfilling the will of God is owning a dry cleaners, owning a hair salon, owning a publishing company like Mr. Walker, owning a coaching business, being a teacher like Coach K, okay? That's your purpose, is to fulfill the will of God. Make that very, very clear. Coach J, everybody, that's your purpose. And so, now, that seems so easy. Everybody would say, oh, okay, well, I'm fulfilling my purpose because, yeah, I'm fulfilling the will of God. Well, not everybody is fulfilling the will of God because some don't even know his will. They do not know the will of God. They do not even know God, let alone his will. There are many people with all kinds of jobs who feel as though they're fulfilling their purpose, but they keep coming up at the end of the day short. At the end of the day, they're still unhappy. They're still unfulfilled. They're still not feeling like they're already there, like they already got it. Because the will of God, the will that God has for your life and my life, what is the will of God? See, that's the secret. That's the purpose. Not writing a book. That could be a passion. That could be an assignment. But that's not my purpose. Because long before I ever wrote a book, I had purpose. See, I came into the world for a purpose. I came into the world with purpose. When I came into the world, I didn't know how to write a book. That's why I'm saying you could be one day old and fulfill your purpose. You could be 6 weeks old and you've fulfilled your purpose. And if God takes you out of here at 6 weeks old, you can't feel like, oh, that person never got to fulfill their purpose. That's not true. Because your purpose is to fulfill God's will. And if it is God's will that I only live 5 days, guess what? Guess what? Now, you know the answer already. If God's will, not your will, not my will. See, the Word of God says, not my will, but your will be done. See, we're supposed to be saying, I don't even want my will. Forget it. Oh, I know the things I would will. But no. Not my will, thy will be done. See, in heaven, the only will up there being done is God's. And the only one who came with his own will got kicked out. Okay, so you're not going to be around God with your own will and call yourself fulfilling the will of God. For all those individuals who got their own will, God has a special place for them. But for all of us, whether we're doctors, lawyers, teachers, accountants, preachers, whatever, whatever. Stay-at-home moms, whatever. Stay-at-home person, you ain't got to, you know, there are people who stay at home, they're not mothers. You know, you can stay at home, you don't have to be a mother, you don't have to be a father, okay? No matter what you are, the will of God, that is your purpose, is to fulfill the will of God. So what is the will of God? Now, if you want to know something, because people say, oh, I want to know my purpose. See, that's why they're looking for something they will never find. You're not going to just find it by just seeking your purpose. You're going to find it by seeking the will of God. What is the will of God for my life? You know, my sister and I said, my sister Beverly, God bless her, she's away right now, and she said to me some years back, she says, you know, I just want to be in the center of God's perfect will for my life. And I said, wow, that's so true. And I said, amen. I want to be in the center of God's perfect will. In other words, I want God's will surrounding me. I want it on the north, the south, the east, the west, the top, the bottom. I want it surrounding me. Therefore, no matter which way I go, I'm still in his will. So whether I be I could be a trainer, I'm still in the will of God. If I decide to go out tomorrow and become, a financial planner, I could still be in the will of God. The will of God. Hello, Woolly One. Welcome also to the show. See what you all are talking about, okay? Awesome, awesome. Okay, yeah. What you got to say? Honestly, there is no secret. Mental, rich, happy. Yeah, people want to be happy. People want to be rich. People want to be a lot of things. But who wants to fulfill the will of God? Until we decide that we're fulfilling the will of God, we are not going to truly be living in purpose, neither on purpose. Now, is anybody in the chat room? You got a question? Yes. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, okay. So, fulfilling the will of God. That is your purpose. Now, if you're on the switchboard and you have a comment, you have a question, tell me what you think about that. I know for some people it's going to sound a little different because all this time you were thinking, you know, that your purpose is your occupation. Don't get them confused. Don't get them mixed up. You have your purpose through God, and then you will demonstrate your purpose through your occupation. So whether you're a teacher, you could be a cab driver, you could be a taxi cab driver, and you could still be fulfilling the will of God. Not that God wants you to be a taxi driver, but your purpose, according to Dr. Miles Monroe, your purpose will lead you to, you'll have a nature, so your nature might be that based on your nature, you know, you have some gifts and some talents, some skills and abilities. Okay, everybody has talents, skills, gifts, and abilities, whether you have one or whether you have five. He says he gives these abilities according to his own will. According to his will, he gave you a certain ability. But knowing his will, so when we start looking for our purpose, let's start looking at not what college I want to go to or not what field I want to study, but let's start looking at what's the will of God for my life. Now, let me just give you a couple of hints as to a couple of the things that I know and that you also know if you are reading the Word of God or if God is just straight talking to you. Some people, they read the Word, but some people, God just straight out talks to them. And it's okay because he says, my sheep know my voice. So if God talks to you in an audible voice, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. For some people, God talks to them through dreams. For some people, God talks to them through signs and wonders. There's many, many, God has many, many ways to communicate. Everybody, don't just put it in a box. Don't put God in a box. God is unlimited, okay? If he can speak through a donkey, all right, he can certainly speak through any other way he wants to speak. Now, I'm telling you, kidding you or not, you could be sitting there watching a TV show and the Word of God can just speak right to you, all right? Or something your child could do, a person's behavior. So how do we know what God's will for our life is? Well, He made it very plain. God, listen to this. God said, I'm making you in my own image. In the image of God created he man. Male and female created he them. So he made us in his own image. And then what do we see throughout the Bible over and over and over again? A couple of places he says, God is love. So one of our main purpose is to love not only ourselves and our neighbors, but to also love God. And so through love, we come to fulfill our purpose. We come to fulfill the will of God. It's the will of God that we should love one another, that we should also love him. We should love our lives. That's the will of God, is to love. So therefore, a person could, as long as you're not destroying yourself, then you're fulfilling the will of God. It's regardless of whether you go out and, you know, climb Mount Everest or not, you're not destroying yourself. You're fulfilling God's will. And so anyway, I just want to share that with people today, understanding. Now we have someone from area code 559, and they have their hand up. I believe they want to make a comment. Absolutely, I will take your comment. Welcome to the Coach to Lalisa show, 559 area code. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Coach Lalisa? This is Glojess.
Hey, how you doing?
Awesome. I'm doing great. You know, you're talking about, I don't know, I guess it's all different, because you're talking about something different about God and having, you know, knowing the will of God. What about those who don't believe in God?
Yeah, we're going to pray for them, Glojess.
Okay, I heard that. Yeah, because, you know, I think it's all important to be. Let me turn this because I can't hear. Oh, yeah, I'm getting confused here with the, you know, the feedback from the computer.
Sure. And, yeah, you're calling all from California. What part of California are you in?
I'm in the central part of California. I'm in, actually, it's near Fresno.
Wonderful.
And you are just so inspiring. You know, I'm really thankful that another Facebook friend, you know, recommended you, because
wonderful.
I think you're there to really inspire a lot of people, because there's so many people that are lost and cannot find their way. And unless they know the will of God, they will never find their way. Truly believe.
But you know what, Glojess, and I'm so glad that you brought that up. What about the people who don't believe in God?
And
you know, we were talking about this the other day, and I think Coach K and Coach J both kind of chimed in together, and maybe it was even Mr. Versie Walker. Really, that's, you know, they may not know him, they may not understand him,
right?
But they kind of do believe in him in a way, because, you know, again, we can look at certain things like 9/11, okay? There was not one atheist who didn't call on God that day.
I heard that, yeah. Yeah,
when their planes were going down, and when their family members' lives were at jeopardy, guess what? They called on the same God they called on.
Exactly, right,
and
right.
I shared a story the last time about a woman who was a professed atheist.
Mm.
She let me know, this was my co-worker, when she and I worked very close together, but she let me know on that day that it was between her and her life, she called on God, okay? So
yeah.
They don't always profess, and that's fine, and that's wonderful, because that's on them. Because he told us that the wheat and the tare grow together. That we cannot even do the separating. Because there are many people who say things that they don't mean.
Right.
When it comes down to it, you stand on that table, and they're about to cut open your heart and those kinds of things. I just believe that they call on the same God that we call on.
Right. They have to get that power from somewhere.
There you go. But now, for those individuals, for the sake of argument, they don't. Let's just say they don't.
Yes.
This is how what's going to happen. But you see what? This is the key. It doesn't matter so much what they believe, because the same God created them.
Is it the fact that they believe?
Okay. And so even if they didn't believe, the same God created them, and they were still created for his purpose. And so fulfilling his purpose, again, is knowing the will of the one who created you. Now, unless you think that a tree created you, or you think that you were created by the oceans, okay, fine. Then go be an ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those can't even swim.
Yeah.
Okay, if you think a tree created, you didn't go create a tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we were created by the will of God, and God is love. That's why I can love you. I don't even know you, but I can love you.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's a key. That's a key right there.
That yeah, I didn't know my husband, but I fell in love with him. I'm able to love him. I'm able
right.
to love him. You see what I'm saying? We're able to do the will of our Father because
mm-hmm.
we are. You see, he created us.
Exactly.
In his image.
Right, right.
And atheist people, they love. Some of them are happily married.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know the time is getting short, and, you know, I don't want to, you know, prevent you from doing what you need to do here, but I just want to make contact. And since you were talking about the will of God there, you know, how that applies to
yeah.
those who are atheists.
So did that help you?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Okay, and I'll continue to listen. I'll let you get on with
yes.
know, talking about the purpose.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, so I hope everybody, we're only down to about 2 minutes left of the show, and I do have to jump off and get on to some other things. Thank you again, Glowchess, for your comments. Others of you, if you have comments, again, we'll be back here on Monday morning. If you have, you know, you write down your comments or your questions if you didn't get a chance to answer them today. Maybe you'll think of something over the weekend, but this is what I want to challenge you with today before we get off the air. I want to challenge you with really thinking about that. Think about it. Look at it. Look up the scriptures. Ask your parents. Ask those people that you trust and know. Ask them. See, tell me. I want to know. Did you really get relief from knowing that your purpose is to fulfill the will of God and the way you fulfill his will? Now, you may do that, again, through being a teacher, being a doctor. I fulfill it through being a speaker, a coach, a trainer. You can fulfill his will many ways, but his will is still the same. The will of God is for you to love him and others. Him and others. The will of God is for us to understand who he is. See, your purpose is more about who you are, not what you do. See, being a teacher is what I do. Being an author, it is what I do. But love is who I am. My purpose is who I am. And my love will then be spelled out, okay? So I want to challenge you with really looking at this, really thinking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Search the scripture. Search God. Don't just take my word for it. I understand that, yeah, you tune in and you feel motivated and inspired, and that's wonderful, and that's great. And don't think, but, you see, I am not God. I was created in God's image. And with that being said, we come down to the end of the hour. Thank all of those of you who stayed tuned all the way. You know we've moved to this new format, this hour-long show, which we're very excited about. We only have a minute left. Thank you to all of those in the chat room for all your wonderful, wonderful, wonderful comments. God has made us beautiful, as Mr. J. Early has said. God, unless you speak him. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Coach J. That's it. That's it for those people that are atheists or whatever. They don't know God. You got to seek him. And seeking him is like seeking your purpose. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Coach. Loved your show yesterday, Coach K. Awesome, awesome. See everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Don't forget my challenge. Discover your purpose. Discover the will of God for you. Look it up. Come back on Monday if you have questions, you have comments, you have something you want to share. Thanks to all of those on the switchboard. For those of you who will listen by archives, you have been listening to Coach LaLisa, and this has been the Coach LaLisa Show. Oh.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth. With everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.